You guys have had your ups and downs in the last couple of weeks, but just your fifth game going into overtime, the way you guys had the will to win, what does that mean to you? What does that say to your team efforts?
No, it's huge, especially giving up, you know, being down one goal into the third and, you know, you score pretty much right away. You know, it's a lot of times you can kind of fall as a team, but, you know, our resiliency and tenacity to pick up after that, and we obviously want to close it out when we're up by one, but at the same time, you know, I think we put ourselves in that situation today. You know, we wasn't really sharp from the start and had to chase from behind pretty much the whole game, but like I said, the resiliency was really there tonight, and obviously very happy with the way we came back. But obviously, if you score six, you want to win in regulation, but we'll take the 2 points.
You don't often win when Vasilevskiy, you know, six goals with him in net, but he made some huge saves there at the end.
Yeah, big time. We don't win the game without him, so, you know, he made some unbelievable saves, and, you know, that's what we've been doing all year. And we've got to do a better job of, you know, clearing the lines for him and, you know, making sure he sees the puck. But at the end of the day, you know, we got the 2 points because of him. You know, he made some big saves. We obviously made some big plays and some timely goals, but... you know, he made that unbelievable save on, I don't know who it was, but, you know, the backdoor save was unbelievable.
The Flyers scored early in the third, and then you guys responded with three unanswered. Just how much of a boost did JT Miller give you guys? And then just, I mean, the smiles on your faces after those last two really looked like it was a driving force.
Yeah, it was huge. And Mills has been great for us this first three games, and happy for him to get his first as a Bolt. But, you know, good things happen. You put pucks to the net, and he was driving the net hard and put it in. So, you know, that's what you knew he was going to bring to this team. You know, playing against him is always tough to play against. He's very hard on the puck and goes to the net. And, you know, obviously it's good to have him on our side and doing that for us. So, yeah, big-time player. And, you know, we're really looking forward to, you know, seeing what he can do down the final stretch before the playoff starts.
You got any board yet?
You like these 1 o'clock slots?
Yeah. You know, we got... you know, finally get dinner and some decent time on game day. So, you know, I don't mind them, but we felt like we thought the game was at 2 o'clock tonight, you know, or today. So we didn't start on time, but at the same time, we, you know, we battled back and probably the way we did. So we've got another 1 o'clock game coming up here pretty soon. So we'll make sure we get started right away. Back in.
How anxious are you to get some practices going with Ryan and
get
him into the mix and officially kind of be on the ice with him and get in this homestand?
Yeah, it's been kind of, you know, tough for them. They haven't really had any practice time. You know, kind of felt like we played three games in three nights. But, you know, it's obviously going to be important for us to have some practice time with obviously Ryan hasn't played yet, but with JT too, you know, hasn't really, you know, learned everything in our system yet, but he's doing a great job playing big time minutes. So, but obviously getting back into action with us and some regular practice days is going to be big for us. So we're looking forward to that, obviously.
Thank you, Victor.
Thank you.
Great work.